Johnson. We're sorry to inform you your request for a second loan has been refused. And the board of directors up in the city has instructed us to take the farm from you. We understand your problems and wish that we could help you, but the falling price of wheat's not our concern. And the cost of operation may well be rising, but the fact is that you lose more than you earn. This Saturday morning there will be an auction underneath a cold gray country sky. And while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, they'll be bidding America goodbye.
South of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web. This is hour number two of Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks, as it continues to be March 27th, 2010. Let's go right to the phone lines and squeeze in a couple of calls here. Jeff in Massachusetts, go ahead.
Oh, yes. As far as the health care bill is concerned, I believe on March 23rd, 2010, America officially croaked. Died on the operating table. Now for a couple of interesting notes. The movie Repo Men. Look up Repo Men on the Wikipedia, because that's our future. I mean, you want to talk about a science fiction movie conditioning people of what's coming to America? This whole movie reeks of New World Order. Mm-hmm. And in the Wikipedia it says in 2025. The union has perfected artificial organs which can be used to extend lives. The drawback is, if people don't pay for these organs, the repo men come over and take the organs out. And you know what?
Wow.
This movie is New World Order all the way.
Yeah, I hadn't seen that movie. I'm so out of touch with pop culture and all this Hollywood stuff anymore. I got enough of that when I worked for the CBS affiliate. There in the capital city, I avoid Hollywood like the plague anymore, just about. I watch very little TV and what have you, but so I hadn't heard about that. I know, wow, that's pretty incredible. You know, that's the thing, Jeff, they tell us what they're gonna do.
Exactly.
In the entertainment medium.
Exactly.
You know, one of the things that they were talking about in The Matrix, they, talked about how human beings were a disease on the planet.
Yeah.
And we are the cure. I remember playing that clip here on the show.
Yeah.
I mean, they condition the population, and you know, all these TV shows and everything, that's exactly what they're doing.
Yes, and if you look up the Wikipedia of Repo Men, the main character has a head trauma, and the union hooks him up to a machine that is basically like the Matrix. Now, another interesting news note, which is impeachment time. Obama grants eminent domain rights to China to secure debt, and this is from Examiner.com, Boston, February 27th, and basically we're not able to pay our debt, so China owns our country.
That's right. I read someplace too that. There is speculation now that Obama is actually allowing communist China to do espionage in this country because of our debt too. Hey, I appreciate the call.
Okay, have a good one.
I got to take a break here, and then when we come back, we'll take Mark in Texas. For some reason, my call screen has gone blank. Hopefully, we'll have Dave Hodges up here.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling Total Transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The Total Transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Wiggs. And continue on. We have Dave Hodges waiting in the wings, and we're going to bring him up for the next couple of hours. He's got one whale of a property battle going on there in Arizona where he lives. And we're going to get the details of that for just in just a moment. But I want to squeeze in one more caller here, finishing up with the last hour. Mark in Texas, you've been waiting a while. Go ahead.
Darren, it'll just take a second. I'm looking forward to hearing what Dave has to say. Wednesday in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, They had an article where this European bank called DEPFA is suing 5 Wisconsin school districts. What they did is these school districts, they borrowed quite a bit of money from this European bank, and what they did is they lumped the money they borrowed plus existing assets, and they got talked into by a bank in Canada to get involved in what they consider collateralized debt obligations. This European bank has seized the money from these school districts. This has been going on and on. It's the mad, mad world of banksterism.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Now our kids are going to have to pay for this. You always say the kids have to pay. The kids are going to have to pay down the road. They're going to pay this next school year. Darren, this is crazy.
Well, we're getting to the point in this country where we're so bankrupt, Mark, that we are, I covered articles on the show where local cities, they don't even have the money to fix the roads anymore. I mean, they're letting these roads that were once paved deteriorate, or they're converting them back to gravel. When you don't have the money as a country, to maintain your infrastructure, you're becoming a third world country. And we're very, very further down the road. We're headed down the road in that direction.
I think you better buy a horse. Partner, have a great weekend. I'm looking forward to Dave. Talk to you
soon. God bless you. Yeah. Another thing, folks, I got articles here. Maybe we'll briefly cover that some later on in the show if it's relevant and pertinent. But there's stuff up on the website right now. Janan in Texas sent me a couple of articles. Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood is now basically what they're doing, what they want to do, and the Detroit mayor is in the process of bulldozing. He wants to bulldoze a quarter of the city. They want to shrink Detroit down to a sustainable level, folks. Return all that land to farmland. Take the people's property by eminent domain. Sound familiar? They want to take away the people's land, the people that are living in these blighted neighborhoods. Now, bear in mind that any neighborhood can be deemed blighted. But in Detroit, they have a lot of areas, a lot of vacant houses, because it was the Motor City. And because of all this globalization nonsense, which caused our jobs to leave this country, and they're not coming back, now we have the mayor of Detroit looking at bulldozing a quarter of the entire city and taking people's land by eminent domain who happen to live in these neighborhoods and relocating these people to stronger neighborhoods. Can you say sustainable development, ladies and gentlemen? This is what it's all about. Smart growth, returning the land to nature. This is what we have going on in Detroit and other cities as well. Flint's been doing this for years. And there's other cities around the United States that Obama's looking at this as a national model for these big cities. So we're going to be talking about that a little bit. This is a perfect segue, by the way, to go into Dave Hodges. Because Dave Hodges is fighting a similar battle where he is with regard to his property rights. Dave, for those of you that don't know, Dave Hodges, he has a BA in sociology and American history from the University of Denver and is MC Mental Health Counseling at the University of Phoenix. He's an instructor in psychology, sociology, statistics, and United States history. He is also an instructor for the Maricopa Community College District in Phoenix. And he's a faculty member at the Grand Canyon University, dual enrollment psychology instructor at Deer Valley High School, in which high school students earn college credits from taking his classes. Dave is a spokesperson for the Arizona Coalition to Protect Personal Property Rights, in which he writes editorials and gives interviews on government intrusion into personal property rights, and an editorial writer for freedomsphoenix.com, which we have linked up on the website, and he's a talk show host for The Common Sense Show. That's the name of his program, heard Sunday nights here on this network, Republic Broadcasting, and I'm pleased to honored to have him back as a guest on this show, Govern America. Good morning, Dave. I appreciate you. It's very early there where you live. I appreciate you getting up real early.
Well, thanks, Darren. It's a pleasure to be on your show, and it's interesting you let in with an eminent domain story in Detroit. I should be moving or living in Detroit because at least I'd get money for the property that the government's trying to steal from me.
Yeah, they're trying to make an end run around eminent domain. Why don't you let us know how all this started? I mean, start at the beginning, and I guess they made you some promises when you purchased your land. How long ago did you purchase your house?
A little over 7 years ago, we entered into a contract to build, and we were living in more or less what was becoming the inner city in Phoenix, and I had a two-year-old boy at the time, and graffiti, five-year-olds playing in the street at midnight, and I told my wife, we need to get out of here. So we moved to what we thought would someday actually become our retirement home out in the country. We're about 20 miles northwest of the Phoenix metropolitan area, and we live in a subdivision of one-acre-plus homes, about 400 families out here, and we're fairly isolated. The nearest gas station's about 8 to 10 miles away, and nearest restaurant's about 15 miles away, and that's the way we like it. And when we moved in, Darren, we saw some signs, or before we contracted the build, I should say, that we could have some low-flying aircraft in our area. So we made the inquiries, and we were shown a letter written by the commander at that time of Luke Air Force Base, which is 22 air miles to the south of us, saying that they had no problem with their development. We were not in the way, and we shouldn't experience any difficulty as a result of their overflights, which was the case. But that didn't stop government from coming after our property rights retroactively.
Okay, what did they do exactly?
Well, about a year after we were in our house, I started hearing from my neighbors that they were being denied permits from the county because we're rural and unincorporated. We fall under Maricopa County jurisdiction, and as people began to go to the county office to build pools, put in a block fence, repair roof damage, they were being denied unilaterally. And as we looked into it, we had found that in the midnight hour, under the guise of a road repair bill, the Arizona State Legislature passed a law basically saying that we were now encumbered, we had encroached on the Air Force Base, although we're 22 miles away, that's quite an encroachment reach, and that we weren't supposed to be where we were, so they were going to restrict us, and we could do no further building on our properties. So we subsequently began to go to work on this. We actually, at one point, had the help of the Goldwater Institute, which is a nonprofit public interest law firm to represent us, and we had our property rights restored. And we've done this song and dance with these people now. We're on our sixth go-around of trying to reclaim our property rights.
Now, when you say you had your property rights restored, does that mean that people were able to get permits?
Yes, yeah, we've been down this road five different times now. We're now on our sixth time, as I said, and they basically, government will back off, and then we'll, go a period of time, be able to permit, live like everyone else does, and then they'll come back and they'll slap restrictions on us again. And now we're on our sixth time of doing this. And government, what they're trying to do, Darren, the long and short of it, is they're trying to force us off our property without compensation. The way things sit right now is if I have a fire in my kitchen and I need to repair or rebuild, I cannot do that. I am forced to walk away from my home with no compensation.
And this isn't a case of eminent domain. Because
I would correct you on that. Eminent domain would be a welcome relief for us.
Right.
I wished we could be bought out. My neighbors wished we could be bought out. No, this is, like you said earlier, this is an end run around eminent domain.
Yeah, that's what I said. That's not a case of eminent domain.
Yeah, because they want something for nothing.
Right.
They want us off our property, and they don't want to have to pay for it. And they have a little while to get this done. It's not like they need us off our property immediately. For a lot of extraneous factors that I'm sure we'll get into, they have a number of years to get this mission accomplished. And over time, if John Doe, my neighbor, needs to move because of a job transfer, he can't sell his property. Would you buy a property where you couldn't permit anything?
No, absolutely not.
If the house burns down, you can't rebuild it, and you're out the $300,000 to $500,000 it would cost to rebuild.
Right. So your property values have pretty much, I mean, they're pretty much worthless as far as resale value is concerned, because like you just pointed out, nobody's going to buy land when you can't do anything with the land.
Correct.
You said there was one person that actually did get a permit for a pool, but it was like some kind of therapeutic thing. They needed it for physical therapy?
We got quite a bit of publicity for a gentleman named Darville Newby, who's an ex-Vietnam vet, and he had a lot of structural issues in his bones, and his doctor said you needed hydrotherapy. Well, the county denied him his permit for his specialized pool, and this got quite a bit of press in the region and really caused embarrassment to our county supervisors. So after we had taken them to the steps of the courthouse and we settled out of court with them in a deal that at that time restored our property rights, Darville was kind of the poster child for this property rights abuse, and they've allowed him to get his property rights in terms of the pool that no one else out here can.
Well, there you go. Folks, our guest is Dave Hodges of the Common Sense Show on Sunday nights here on this network. We'll be back in a moment. Stay with us.
My children.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, against the better judgment of our management team, we're going to prove to you once and for all that Proactiv works. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv and receive our legendary refining face mask free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first callers and you'll receive a 60-day trial of Proactiv Solution risk-free, plus a free refining face mask when you call 1-800-340-4634.
Proactiv's combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine and soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. It's so effective it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin.
You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put us to the test and we'll prove it. Get your risk-free 60-day trial plus a free refining face mask. Call toll-free now, 1-800-340-4634. That's 1-800-340-4634.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-790-6293. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-790-6293 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Wiggs. As we continue on here, our guest is Dave Hodges. He is the host of the Common Sense Show here on Republic Broadcasting. And, you know, it's difficult, ladies and gentlemen, understanding all that we know about the existing property rights battles that are going on all across this country right now. The kind of stuff that Dave is experiencing, everyone else in this country is going to be experiencing on some level in one way or the other. In his case, It appears to make an end run around eminent domain so that they don't have to pay those people. But eminent domain cases are going on all across the country. Dave, it's very apparent to me that, let me just ask you this. What do you think the reason is? Now, you had told me when we talked earlier that, The military base is bringing in a higher class aircraft, the F-35, yeah. I think it was.
Correct. Well, let me pick it up from there. There, of course, is the real reason why politicians do things, and then there's the latent or more obscure reason. And there are two factors out here. Right now, the Luke Air Force Base flies the plane that's most often used overseas in combat, which is the F-16. It's an aging model, probably about 5 to 10 years past when they were going to phase it out at one point anyway. They hope to replace it with the F-35. Now, before the F-35 entered into the picture, we had had overflights from the F-16 for years, and we weren't in what was called a crash zone. And then the Arizona legislature, in their wisdom, using their state-mandated authority, did a move for the Air Force, which we can't find any evidence that the Air Force asked them to do, which was to create bigger crash zone lines, and then they encumbered our land, and that's when we had our first go-around with them. And the F-16 does not present noise levels, which is damaging to the population. Now, Luke Air Force Base has had crash zone lines for 23 years, and not one plane that has crashed out of the 23 in the history of this base has ever gone down inside a crash zone, yet they claim they're protecting us. They conveniently took the crash zone lines and moved them directly over the two biggest developments out in this area. One area which has 250 homes, and another area which has 150 homes, and these areas are 2 miles apart. And the crash zone lines are asymmetric. In other words, a plane to stay inside these crash zone lines would have to fly in an irregular pattern. The intent was real clear, which was to stop development and basically encumber the property rights of most of the residents in this area. So we know that this had nothing to do with the F-16, because the F-16 does not produce noise levels from where they were flying, which was dangerous to our people, nor were they ever crashing inside a crash zone they retroactively placed us in. So I was looking at a map one day, Darren, this is about 6.5 years ago, and I was looking at what was called Canamex, which is basically the transportation arm of the Central American Free Trade Agreement, and come to find out that the four military areas that were the beneficiary of this new legislation by the Arizona State Legislature coincided with a military base. And in each case, the property rights would be driven down from this legislation, and the light went on in my head. So I got out, you know, my calculator, and, you know, I teach statistics, and I ran a calculation that you had four Canamex areas, you had four military bases that were being protected by a law that we could find no public claim that they wanted, and we found that the odds of this being a chance, of these two events in common, were 65 million to one. So the lights came on pretty quickly, and I thought, wow, we're not just dealing with this. Now, Canamex has a build-out through our area and all the way through Arizona, projected into the next decade. Around 2025 to 2030 are the most common time frame that you hear the build out for Canamex. Now, enter the scene the F-35. Now, where the F-16 poses no threat to areas that it flies over, the F-35 is a different story. And despite the fact that the Air Force is trying to do backtracking on their previous noise studies, I have a copy of their environmental impact statements, which will tell you quite clearly this plane is 2 to 6 times louder than the F-16. It produces decibel readings for people under the flight of the plane, which will basically make them permanently deaf, cause central nervous system damage, lead to their animals being deaf. We have a lot of deaf. We have a lot of horses out here, a lot of dogs, of course, a lot of livestock. There's a lot of farms out here, and this plane is a menace to any urban area because of the noise levels that it produces. In fact, just to give the listeners an idea about how advanced this plane will be, it can reach the sound barrier without hitting the afterburners. Of course, they're going to use the afterburners to fly the plane, because that's how they'll use it in combat. They're going to blow out windows everywhere. I've had consultants from the FAA out here. They've looked at where the planes fly, and they've projected the F-35 out here, and they've said that you will not be in your home within 6 months after the plane comes in here. Now,
okay, hold it right there. We have to take another break.
Let me make this one point, and then
okay.
I'll throw it back to you. But one of the things that's really interesting is the life of the F-35 is about 20 to 25 years. This
All right, folks, we got to take the break. We'll be back here in a moment. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
This is Government America. I'm Jared Weeks. As we continue on here, our guest is Dave Hodges of the Common Sense Show. He's a host of Common Sense Show here on Republic Broadcasting on Sunday nights. And Dave, real quickly, I want you to get back to your point about the F-35s. And before the break, you were talking about how they're bringing these jets in. And how noisy they are. They're going to cause the animals to go deaf in your area. Your pets would be deaf. Your dogs, whatever animals you have outside, they can cause windows to blow out of your house. They can cause the people to go deaf. And the whole thing seems to be, I guess what we're getting at here is that they're trying to drive the property owners out. Without having to use eminent domain, which would mean that they would have to pay you, right?
That's exactly correct. Yeah. Now keep in mind ultimately what's behind this are the New World Order forces, and you know they never come at you on one level. They come at you to achieve an objective from several different angles. Excuse me. This is what we're seeing here. The F-35 provides cover to drive people, that are near a Canamex corridor that they need to acquire the property, to force them off their land, and it gives them time to make these purchase acquisitions and time to build the Canamex on timetable.
Excuse me. So the F-35 is a very, very convenient cover for this, and but it's going to have some unintended consequences for these people. It's not just the 400 families in my area that are going to be affected by this. Over time, the F-35 is a huge moneymaker for a lot of different corporations, and a lot of these corporations, like Martin Lockheed, make sizable contributions to congressional campaigns. And the F-35 will eventually fly into any base now that is operational for an F-16. Let me just use some statistics from consultants that we've hired, former FAA people out here. They estimate it's not just our 400 families out here in the Whitman area which are going to be driven from their property when the F-35 comes in. They estimate anywhere between 100 and 150,000 people in the West Valley and Phoenix will be forced from their homes.
Wow.
But there is a noise blackout, Darren, on or a media coverage blackout, I should say, on how loud the plane is. There have been lawsuits around the country where the Air Force has, have plans to deploy this plane, like in Valparaiso, Florida, in Virginia Beach, Virginia. But here in Arizona, you can't get the media to even cover these lawsuits, which stem over noise and potential safety and welfare issues. So the media is now complicit in this cover-up as well.
Well, that's not surprising, is it?
Oh, no. This is why RBN exists.
Yeah, exactly. Now, you said you were on your local public radio station, NPR. How did that go?
Well, actually, of all the media outlets here in Arizona, I probably received the most fair treatment. The Attorney General, who's running for governor, Mr. Terry Goddard, also was on the show with me at the same time, and Mr. Goddard said that our people were not entitled to compensation. We knew what we were getting when we moved in next to the base, excuse me, Darren, 22 miles away from the base, and that we should have known that the Air Force has a mission there, and that this would have always been a problem for us, and so we shouldn't start whining now. The question I put back to the Attorney General is, I said, okay, the Air Force expanded its mission to the F-35. What happens when they expand it to the F-45 or the F-55 or the F-85 and they encumber half the city of Phoenix? Where do you draw the line when an entity expands its mission and interferes in the safety and welfare of property rights of its citizens without compensation? And, of course, the Attorney General had no answer for that.
Well, that's very interesting.
When the 16s were flying out here, we had absolutely no trouble. Now, let me just mention, too, what the logistics are of our area here, and I think people will start to see how we can connect the dots. We live on the on top of the state's largest water aquifer, and we are on well water. And, of course, if you have a lot of residents out here, eventually someday on the 100-year table, they calculate you'll drain the well water. Well, to the west of us, about 6 to 8 miles is where the Canamex will run through our area. To the south of us is where BNSF Railroad is building a huge multimodal station, which is what a Canamex hub needs. There's also a dirt airstrip formerly used by World War II airplanes about 6 miles to the northeast of or southeast of us. And then there's a planned six-lane highway coming out of the Canamex to connect to all these areas. And this Canamex will continue on to Vegas, up to Edmonton, Alberta. So we are right in the middle of a planned Canamex corridor hub. This is why this land is so valuable to these people. Plus, being on top of this water aquifer, you'll need this water for the industrial expansion that they want in this area in the next 20 to 30 years. And they're conveniently using the Air Force as their prostitute to get people off their lands in conjunction with where the Canamex runs.
And you know, it's really interesting,
too, that John McCain is a co-sponsor of CAFTA, the Central American Free Trade Agreement. He is the biggest proponent of the F-35 coming to the local Air Force Base here, Luke Air Force Base. That's not a coincidence.
Right. Yeah, and these battles are going to be going on in many other states and all over the country, really, because the NASCO corridor, you know, if you go to the NASCO corridor website, that thing is up to date. You know, I mean, so it's not just the Canamex corridor, it's NASCO and others as well. You know, so but Canamex itself goes through when it's done, the way it's slated to go, it's supposed to go through Montana, Idaho, Utah, Nevada, as well as Arizona. So, I mean, you know, literally, we are going, you're kind of the canary in the coal mine for this as they start to work on.
Yeah, in the state of Texas. What really helped me understand what and put these pieces together is when I made a phone call down to Texas when I heard about what was going on with what used to be called the Trans-Texas Corridor,
mm-hmm.
and I talked to a spokesman for that group, Bob Dacey, who happens to be Alex Jones's guest host, and Bob sent me a lot of documents which really showed me what is going to go on in this country. And a lot of people, you know, around the country right now listening to your show, Darren, are probably saying, well, that's too bad for Dave, but how does that apply to me?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it applies to everybody where there's an interstate highway. Eventually, the build-out of these international corridors aren't just going to go north-south. They're also going to go east-west. Anywhere where there's an interstate, there is going to be some type of superhighway, whether it's a NASCO, an AFTA superhighway, or a Canamex. It's all the same thing. It's a horse by a different color.
Yeah, and it even goes further than that, too, because, I mean, you have the Obama High-Speed Rail Initiative, and so, you know, I don't know exactly where the... I don't know that the maps exist yet for where these things are going to be, but they're going to be building these things through people's property, too. So what we're looking at here, ladies and gentlemen, is, as Dave pointed out, this isn't Dave's fight. This is all of our fight. And we're going to give some phone numbers out here, I think, later on in the show. I want to go to the phone lines. By the way, if you want to call in, folks, you're welcome to do so. The number is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And let's go to Missouri and talk to Ron. Ron, good morning.
Good morning. I think your first mistake is going for a permit at all. Why not just do it?
Well, actually, we've got some people out here do that, Ron. That's a good question. But now the enforcement arm is out, and the Gestapo is now doing aerial flyovers of our properties. In fact, Dana, one of my neighbors about three doors down from me, received a letter from the county 2 weeks ago telling him he better tear down the shed that he just built.
I wouldn't do it. I fought with our city of Maplewood. We've had to go to federal court with them. They wouldn't let my wife have a wheelchair ramp. And ever since that point, I've done everything in this house without getting one permit. And I've pretty much told them, do what you think you're going to do, and I'm going to do what I think I'm going to do. And we've been here 25 years.
Well,
that would be kind of an interesting thought because, you know, Dave, one of the things that they do, I think they threaten property owners a lot of times with, you know, with fines and stuff, and ultimately the fines continue to accumulate until they say, well, we can just take your land. But in this case, you know, you almost have nothing to lose because they're going to take your land anyway, right?
That's one way to look at it.
Have you ever looked up the definition of the word permit?
I haven't.
Well, I looked that up because it's basically the way I kind of remember it was giving you permission to do something which is otherwise illegal. So if you need a permit, it seems to me anything that they want to call illegal, they can call illegal. So owning your property is probably illegal.
Well, you know that property taxes and permitting and zoning are some of the cornerstone beliefs of the Communist Manifesto.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Anyway, I'll let you get to your next call. Thanks a lot.
All right. Well, appreciate that. Now, Dave, you know, that's an interesting thought anyway. I don't know what they would do, you know, because if you don't pay the fines, what are they going to do, drive you off your property?
Darren, because I've been at this so long, I know the leaders of the evil empire fairly well by now.
Yeah.
And they have told us quite clearly that if you act outside the law, we will come and take your house. Now,
yeah.
To this point, I don't know of any instance where this has happened.
You know,
most actions now get funneled back to me in one way or another because I made the mistake a number of years ago opening my mouth at a public meeting on this issue, and all of a sudden I'm the leader, the spokesman, and I'm donating time to this that I really didn't have. But I will tell you this. It's interesting, Darren. When I do my show and I have on an activist, I always ask them, what was your entry point into this issue? Because in terms of me getting involved in the media, my writing, my talk show, this was my entry point. You know, I had no idea this country was so far gone, so lost to these New World Order forces until I got involved in this. And I discovered we were dealing with the New World Order forces behind CAFTA, the CANAMEX. And then I realized there's a whole lot of other bad stuff going on simultaneously. And this is why I took to the airwaves, because I don't like the country that my son is going to end up inheriting.
Yeah. Yeah, I share that concern as well, because, you know, I have daughters. And you know, I let them know, Dave, what's going on. I share that with them. You know, I know there's, I've heard other people in the movement that felt like they were destroying their children's lives by letting them know what's going on, and because it's dark information, it's depressing information, and it's you know, but I think it, they have to know, they have to be aware of what they're facing, you know, and the bleak future that's been engineered for them. And so I let my daughters know. I make sure they know all of this stuff, because, you know, I want them to be aware.
My son is 9 years old. He's in the third grade. And, you know, I've purposely have tried to, you know, he picks up on table conversation and hears things and will ask me about it. But I've tried to shield him from it, and I figured I could get away with it until he was 12 or 13. Well, I can't, because this week he asked me, he said, why would Obama get national health care passed if nobody wants it?
That's,
he's
going
to need to
question.
Figure it out on his own. So, you know, I'm going to have to rethink, you know, the shielding aspect I take with my son. Here's my fear, though, Darren, is we look at the fact that we're moving into a high surveillance and high control society, kind of a Stepford Wives mentality. I'm wondering if I radicalize my son to the level that I've become radicalized, and I'm radical in the eyes of the New World Order because I want the Constitution restored, what will this do to him if he doesn't learn how to fit in, so to speak, and have the eyes of the government roll right over him rather than look right at him? I'm wondering, you know, what will be his chances for survival if he becomes like
his
father?
That's the key right there. Is they have to be able to know what to do, because they're not going to have us their entire lives, and at some point they need to be able to learn to fend for themselves. And, you know, it's tough. It's tough. We are facing, really, the destruction of our country in a way that we've never imagined when we were children coming up. You know, and I think the way that our parents never imagined. I mean, we are literally living history, Dave. You know, we are living the day where we're going to see, I think, that the destruction, the absolute collapse of America. And that's really a very depressing thought. But we have to consider and keep in mind, too, that America and liberty in particular exists first and foremost in the hearts of the American people. And that's one reason why I continue to do this show, because I really believe that it's not over. Even if things get so bleak that this country collapses. And I think the way the financial engineering is being developed and engineered for us, the crises that are being engineered, I don't think there's any way around that. We are going to have a collapse of the dollar, and they're going to try to get us into the International Monetary Fund and the world currency. But all that aside,
Go ahead. I was afraid that we were going to go into the Amero, and looks like we're going to skip the Amero right now and go into what I like to call the world, though. I mean, it's coming, and it's coming quickly.
There's no question about it. Folks, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And let's go to Arkansas and talk to Jerry. Jerry, good morning.
Good morning, Darren. Wasn't sure if we made a connection.
Okay,
hello?
Yeah, you're on the air.
Okay, yeah, Darren, I'm having trouble hearing you. I would hope that y'all would start talking or visit the issue of inverse condemnation.
Yeah,
everything that I'm hearing that Dave is talking about is inverse condemnation, and I will offer to you that in 1987 I went through this exact same process, and, you know, it is lengthy to learn the subject. But when the government comes forward with the items that I've been hearing that Dave's talking about, you will find that if you study inverse condemnation, you will find that that you can force them into bringing forth the eminent domain lawsuit.
Well, Darren, let me address that. on some level. Yeah, we've known about the inverse condemnation aspect for quite some time. Basically, what that is, for people who may not be aware of the term, it says the government may not have actually seized your property and committed an act of eminent domain, but they have rendered your property so useless that, in effect, they did commit eminent domain, and there's a lot of case law to support that. The problem right now here in Arizona is not only are the politicians corrupt or ignorant in going along with the corrupt ones, that the judges are too. Let me talk about a court ruling that took place. After we had taken state and county to court and they realized they weren't going to win, so they settled with us out of court. Basically, they said they'd leave us alone. Then the state took the county to court for issuing permits against us. And the judge in the case, a state superior judge, said that the state had a legal interest in protecting its Air Force bases. And let's look at that for a second.
Okay, first, let's look all, at it here Force after the break. Hold it right there. We got to take another break. Folks, this is Governor America. We have Jerry on the line from Arkansas, and Dave Hodges is our guest. We'll be back in a moment.
Ken, can you hear me?
Did you ever wish that you could have done something while you still had the chance? What will you do if your income ends tomorrow? Or if you lose your home, as many already have? Do you have enough money to survive through an economic depression? If you don't want to gamble with your future, then FreeToProsper.com can help you quickly end your debt problems, protect your property and possessions, and develop a personal strategy to get you through the hard times. Most importantly, you get to keep your money and not pay another cent to creditors. Our program is often superior to bankruptcy, consolidation, or settlement. Visit FreeToProsper.com to find out more. This is your real chance to act ahead, so don't delay. Your future may depend on it. Call 718-615-0123 to learn more. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit FreeToProsper.com today.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, against the better judgment of our management team, we're going to prove to you once and for all that Proactiv works. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv and receive our legendary refining face mask free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first callers and you'll receive a 60-day trial of Proactiv Solution risk-free, plus a free refining face mask when you call 1-800-340-4634.
Proactiv's combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine and soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. It's so effective it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin.
You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put us to the test and we'll prove it. Get your risk-free 60-day trial plus a free refining face mask. Call toll free now, 1-800-340-4634. That's 1-800-340-4634.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Mercy more than life.
This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. And we're visiting today with Dave Hodges. He's the host of the Common Sense Show here on Republic Broadcasting on Sunday nights. I highly encourage you to tune into his show and listen to what he's doing there. He does a remarkable job. He has a fantastic show. And also we have Jerry on the line from Arkansas. And Dave is fighting a battle out there in Arizona where he lives. They're trying to put the Canamex corridor in, and they're using the F-35 jet with a high noise level to kind of force people off their properties. And Jerry in Arkansas is on the line too, I believe, and he brought up the issue of inverse condemnation. And Dave, you were commenting a little bit about that. I don't know if you had finished your thoughts on that or not.
Yeah, when we went into the break, we were talking about the fact that this issue got adjudicated in state court after we settled out of court, so much for good faith agreements. And a judge ruled that the state legislature and state government can protect a military base. I don't know what they're protecting them from, but first of all, the military base is a federal entity, and this is state government, so there's a separation of powers issue. And it's interesting, nowhere in the ruling did the judge say anything about Fifth Amendment property rights. So, and here in Arizona, really, the latest case law would tell you that no one in Arizona possesses personal property rights. It's quite clear from this ruling. I mean, if they can encumber my land retroactively after we moved in without compensation and basically create a scenario that's forcing people off their properties, there is no private property ownership in the state of Arizona.
Now, Jerry, are you still there?
Yes, I can hear you fine, but I'm having a real hard time hearing Dave. But anyway, Dave, I would just offer to you, if you wanted to call me off air, I spent 4.5 years defeating almost exactly the exact language and terminology I hear you talking about. And it is a complex issue, and I actually could probably put you on to some highly respected law firms that know how to do something about this. And once you move from, you know, I know everybody's upset about this and everything, but you have to move into action. And, you know, it is possible to do this. And, you know, it took me 4.5 years, and I had to read hundreds
of eminent
cases. Hey, Jared,
let's come into the break here real quick. Let me suggest you give your number to our producer off air, and I'll be happy to call you.
Yeah, Ken, if you can put Jerry on hold and take his phone number, that would be fantastic. Thanks a lot for the call there, Jerry. Folks, hour number three of Govern America is about to begin here, and we have Dave. We're going to hold him over. Stay with us, folks, as hour number three begins here on Govern America.
Introducing the
with recent internet.